Rook, Anthony McGowan.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Dedication. For Phil Ear, friend and inspiration. 1. It was a day of hard graft. The field sparkled with frost, which delighted his dark eye. But the hard crust meant that he had to peck and scratch to get at the worms and grubs lurking in the cold earth below. But he was happy. Happy because he was with his mob, a loose flock of rooks and jackdaws, his brothers, his sisters, his friends. Happy because the wide fields and woods and sky belonged to him. Happy because he was young in his world, and had tasted little of pain and hunger in the 6 months since he had first hopped from the nest of twigs and stretched his black wings. The rooks squawked and the jackdaws chattered and clacked as they plodded up and down the furrows. The light was failing, and soon they'd fly off together in a ragged cloud to roost for the night. Earlier that day they'd had some sport with a male sparrowhawk. A gang of them surrounded the raptor in a copse of oak and willow, and their harsh cries rang like laughter as they poured scorn on it. The sparrowhawk was smaller than the rooks, about the same size as the jackdaws. Under the blue-gray of its back and wings, there was a creamy breast, with black bars, but also a blush of orange, the color of an autumn sunset. Pretty or not, the mob hated it, and drove it deeper into the trees. Then they became bored with their game and went back to the endless search for food. But, oddly, the sparrowhawk had appeared again later. He watched.